With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. One of the most satisfying reasons to be a volunteer working with foster children is watching them flourish, says Bob Martin of Santa Fe. He's put a lot of miles on his car over the last 3 years driving down to the kids' foster homes in Belen, Los Lunas, and Albuquerque. But he says he does it with pleasure as a mentor and reliable adult, like all court-appointed special advocates do.
I know a friend of mine who's a volunteer. One of his foster kids is in Colorado. So he drives up to Colorado once a month to visit this kid. He made that commitment to the kid, and he's showing the kid he's willing to follow through. So that's what we do.
Because of the shortage of foster parents in New Mexico, some children live in other states where they stay while the court decides whether they go back to their birth parents or they are freed for adoption. Martin says he appreciates the judge who gives weight to his progress reports of meetings with each child he visits every month.
Whatever our influence is in the process, it's looking at it from the kid's point of view rather than the adult's, and it's good to know that he's considering that point of view.
Martin selectively recruits more court-appointed special advocates, known as CASAs for short, wherever he goes.
I look for people that I think would be good advocates for a child. And we've been lucky. We've attracted some pretty good people. I'm sure there are others that come from being a CASA in another state and coming here. I just ask them, if you have a hole in your calendar and a hole in your heart, we need you.
In northern New Mexico, close to 200 children have benefited from CASA volunteers. But Martin says there's a need for more adults from all walks of life.
It's a big change, but it's an easy change. I mean, to help a kid out, you know, that's easy to do. You just have to be present.
With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.